Here we are, Brew Chattians, back at it again for episode 177 of the Brew Chat Podcast. This episode, we've got Dawn Gilsett from Chattanooga Breakfast Rotary Club. She's here to tell us everything you could possibly need to know about Brew Skies, whether you're a patron, a brewer, or whether you're, whatever. You're headed down there. You need information on it. So she's got every bit of information you can need. I've got Jared sitting out again this week. He's got some illness. He's down with the sickness, I believe. It's going around, people. You know, this cold weather. It's cold. It makes people sick. I've been a little nasally myself. I've had a little snot situation going on myself because it's cold. Stay safe. Stay hydrated. Stay medicated. Eat your vitamins. Be well, people. Don't get sick. Don't get sick. So, in Jared's stead, I've got Eric McGaffick from the Brew Market and Beer Garden in the studio, guest hosting. And, but before we get into all that, I want to remind you guys, go to ChattanoogaBreakfastRotaryClub.com. And I think it's ChattanoogaBreakfastRotaryClub.com/BrewSkies. That's where you can fill out all your info to get your beer in the festival. Tickets are going to go on sale very soon. So, I can't remember exactly when Dawn said, now that I'm recording this, I should have probably written that down. But I'm seeing if I did. No, did not. But we recorded this last night, doing the intro this morning. Should have written the date down, but tickets are going to go on sale here very soon if you're a patron just wanting to go to the festival. And then they've got those early bird tickets that are going to go on sale. Or I guess not early bird, but you get in an hour early to the festival. So if you want to make sure that you try all the beers and all the food before the big crowd gets in there, they're going to let about 200 people and sell about 200 of these VIP tickets so you can get in there before the big crowd gets in there. Also, go check out Riverside Wine and Spirits right there on Manufacturers Road. Best place in town to get your booze, in my opinion. That's why they sponsor the show. That is why they sponsor the show. I love that place. They're completely overhauling. My boy Tommy down there is completely overhauling their beer department. They've moved some shelves around. They've got all new taps. They've got more taps. They've got new CO2 lines. Lots of new beers coming in every day. It's a good time. And today, actually, they're doing a Founders tasting. So if you listen to this before you get off work, get down there 4 to 6. They're doing their growler promo as per usual, and it's Founders. So get down there, try that, and actually bring it back around. Yeah, Dawn's from up in Founders area anyway. So she brought some Founders on the show. Some Founders. I'm not too big into, I'll drink them, but porters aren't my favorite. But she brought this Founders porter. It's dark, richy, and sexy, and it was, people. It really was. So anyway, got them on the show to talk about everything about Brew Skies. We're getting to the bottom. We're finding out exactly what you get if you're a patron. Find out exactly what you get if you're a brewer. How many tickets you get. How many gallons you need. All that good stuff. And then I've got a pretty crazy Ace Ventura theory that I'm laying down. I went deep on it. I didn't mean to go that deep, but I did. I went deep on it. But anyway, I also wanted to just take a minute. Chattanooga's lost somebody that I wouldn't feel right not mentioning this, because we talk about nightlife on here, talk about bars. I'm out pretty frequently on the nightlife here in town, running around town, causing havoc. And I've been doing it for years. And somebody that I've always seen as I'm out and about, I mean, we're talking like back in the days when the place to go downtown, not that I ever frequented the strip, but where the main hub of nightlife downtown was that little strip there with like Big Chill, Taco Mac, Raw, all that stuff. So we're talking way back. And, back when Honest Pine allowed you to smoke in there and it was cool. Yeah. Yeah, I said it. But it's sad to me. It was sad to me just because this guy's been a staple, not just for me, but everyone in this town, for this whole city. Sandy Bell passed away. And if you don't know, you know Sandy. I don't even have to explain this. He was the guy that would ride around on his bike. He had that dope cowboy hat usually. And he would hand out flowers. He was always out and about on Fridays, Saturdays. Anytime there was some, it was a good nightlife night, he was there. And you would see him all over town. I would see him. I've seen him on the North Shore. I've seen him down by Chattanooga Brewing Company. I've seen him down by Lamar's when Lamar's was still open. He gets around. But sadly, he passed away a couple days ago. There's a memorial this Saturday downtown. And down on Patton Parkway, they actually have a pretty beautiful memorial for him set up. So, yeah, keep his family. If you have thoughts, if you have prayers, keep him in those. Family needs it. The city needs it. We're definitely missing something with him, his passing. So, yeah, just wanted to put that out there. And in a way, just say, yeah, he's in a better place. And we'll miss you, Sandy. We will. Chattanooga's nightlife and this city will not be the same without you. So, now I've said that piece. I feel, you know, I really wanted to say that. But let's get into the episode. Here's episode 177 of the Brew Chat Podcast. Here we are, guys, back at it for another episode, episode 177 of the Brew Chat Podcast. We've got Don Jelsa.
That's right, yeah.
Just hard T or is
hard
it?
Hard T.
Hard T, okay.
Yeah.
So you've got two useless H's on there.
Two completely.
That's actually pretty rad.
Yeah.
And then also Eric McGaffick from the Brew Market, singing as guest host, because Jared is out once again. He's dying, people. We started a GoFundMe.
Meet your replacement.
Yeah. And so I'm testing out new replacements for him because he's going to be dead soon, people. Not really. That's terrible. I shouldn't joke about that.
He got coughed due to cold.
Yeah, he's a little ill. His girlfriend is ill, and I don't want any part of that. But here we are. A show must go on. And also, if you guys are listening to this, and some people, they'll go listen to the audio and then start to get into it and think, oh, that's interesting. I actually want to see what they're talking about. And they'll go listen to the audio version or go watch the video version after listening to some of the audio. There's not going to be a video version of this one, guys. I messed up. I started mucking around on things. Rowdy Randy's also out sick. So I didn't have anybody fix it. I could fix it in due time, but the show must go on and people were showing up and I just didn't have time to tinker and fix it. So there's no video for this one, no live show for this one, just a recording like we used to do at old school. So first beer here that I just poured, the Bear Walker. It's just an ale brewed with maple syrup. Hmm. It's simple. It's got some flavor text on there, but we'll get to that in a minute. But yeah, welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Welcome. A
big spiel I had to get out. I've not had to operate it like this in a while. It's
sometimes you got to go back to the old school way, man.
Yeah, it's like...
analog.
No, it's kind of like a...
AM version?
I feel like Kirk having to go back to like an AM older radio version of the Enterprise or something.
And flip it's phone like, style.
Yeah. It's strange. It's nostalgic because we've grown here. I mean, we've been doing it for a while, but speaking of growing, not here to talk about that. Let's talk about Brew Skies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
coming up.
Yeah. What was that? April 13th?
April
13th. 13th. Man, I'm nailing it.
You're on the spot. Yeah. We're excited to bring it back. It's our third year. It's going to be bigger and better at the Choo Choo again. This year we're doing it anti-rain dances already.
Yep.
It was a little wet last year, but that didn't stop
that
the beer
bad,
flowing.
I was down there with camera gear.
You were. You got some great footage.
But I didn't get wet.
Like, no.
It was pouring rain last year, but even with the rain, it was still a great festival. Like
they drank too much. You didn't care if you were wet.
No, I mean, I didn't care if I was wet, but I really cared if that camera was wet, and it didn't get wet.
The awnings helped. They saved us. Yeah.
Yeah.
The awnings were...
I don't know how those awnings saved us. They're like old and they're slanted. So it seems like the wind could blow the rain in. Hey,
it worked.
It worked. Now, the first year you guys have you been working? Well, I guess to give a little backstory here.
Yeah.
You guys, the listeners at home here or in your car, wherever you're at, I don't give a shit. But the listeners are used to hearing from Natalie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she is stepped down. You are not Natalie.
Mm-hmm.
And you're here.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of basically you just took over, kicked her out, kicked her to the curb.
I did. No. Yeah. Natalie, she used to be part of the Breakfast Rotary Club and she was going through some job changes and things like that. And so kind of had to take a step back from the whole event planning piece of it. It's, you know, we're all volunteers. And so if you don't have time to really commit, then it's really hard to do it. And so we stepped up and we're plugging along. But she was amazing. She left us all the beautiful documents and
I mean, throwing a festival is not easy.
No, it's not.
Not at all.
People show up and they're like, oh, this is great. And it's like, yeah. Oh my gosh.
No, the first year when it was down in front of CBC, outside of it being hot as hell on that pavement and the sun, I had no complaints. It was a really great little festival. Like, I've gone to bigger festivals here in town, some that don't exist anymore. And
we're going to repurpose those tokens, though.
Oh, yeah. Dude, seriously, I've got tons of them. And those, like, little wood.
Can you use them at Riverbend?
No, they just use little metal ones. But I guess I could tell this story now since Southern Brewers Fest is no more. But Jared, my co-host here, who's not here, he works at Craftworks, which owns Big River and, you know, all that. Actually, I don't know if I should tell this.
I would err on the side of no.
Yeah, I'm going to go with no on this. I can't tell this. I'll do
a cool little transition. So the reason I believe Southern Brewers failed ultimately, the reason Brew Skies and all these other events are doing better is because you pay one price. You drink as much as you want.
Yep.
I don't have to pay a price to get in and then, oh, I got one beer. I got to buy more tokens. And now we're talking $120 deep of shelf beer. Like anything I could go to any random bar in town or go to any package store and take home. So that's what kind of makes the difference about this one is you've got your pro brewers there, but you've also got a bunch of home brewers. These guys chances are you'll never have their stuff other than here. One price.
That's what I think. And the food is delicious. But
yeah, we recruit home chefs and professional chefs and serve up all different. The past couple of years, it's been either sliders or tacos. Mm-hmm. This year, we've opened up for people to be more creative. And so they can really bring any handheld type food to the event.
I guess Colinard won't be there.
No, unfortunately, they won't. People that were involved with them are going to come back, and they're recruiting some more people. So
hell yeah, because they always had good stuff. I was like, oh, Virginia College shut down.
Yeah. They'll be there in a different form.
I wonder what happens in that scenario if you're, like, middle of culinary school there, and they just...
Probably just have to refund your money. I mean...
Yeah.
I think Chat State took quite a few of them, put them in their hospitality program, which isn't quite the same, but, you know, they can get a degree and hopefully go on their ways to find
Virginia College refugees. Chat State will take them.
Should we take a gamble right now on what the next one is?
The next...
just college you see on TV. I'm going with Phoenix.
Oh, the next one to die?
Yeah.
University of Phoenix? Yeah. Is it not dead yet?
I don't think so.
No? Is DeVry still out there?
DeVry.
God, I don't know. Yeah.
DeVry, it was like DeVry Technology Institute or something.
No, that's ITT. They actually
closed there was ITT, but there was also DeVry.
I remember DeVry.
Yeah.
We should just open up a college and just shut it halfway through and just take off with the money. I guess that's what the new business plan for everybody is.
Yeah, sounds about right. Not to digress too far here, festivals.
Yeah.
Have you guys watched that documentary on Netflix about the Fire Festival?
Yes.
As an event organizer, I have to say, there were so many red flags just like all over the place.
The guy throwing it in Ja Rule were enough red flags for anybody. Yeah.
Ja Rule seems like the type of guy. And it's Ja Rule. Ethan, you're listening to this. Ja Rule. Not Obama. Not Ludacris.
Ja Murder Rule. Yeah. That guy.
Yeah, Ja Rule.
He's more famous for being in Fast and Furious than any of his movies.
Yeah.
Like music.
Monica! Yeah. That guy. And, yeah, that guy just, he's the guy at the party. It's like, dude, you can't walk through that fire. Man, you watch me. He's that guy. He just needs a little encouragement, and now he's got money, and he had this festival guy throwing this festival. I remember watching that story last year and following it. I was like, man. And I was laughing because I was like, man, this is what these douchebags get.
I mean, truly.
And then watching this documentary, I still was like, yeah, this is what these douchebags get. But it was so much worse than what I thought.
Now, like, all the models are getting sued. Like, this is a whole... Yeah, I'm glad. No part of that.
No, it's actually going to bring
comedian,
about...
But the comedian that was like, okay, you paid $6,000 to see Blink-182. The joke's really on you.
Yeah,
like, joke's really on you.
Yeah.
Like,
and, no, I actually think it will end up resulting in some, like, pretty interesting... And I usually don't talk about this shit on here because I normally don't care, but I do care about this. But, like, some interesting legislation... Media-wise, because they're suing the models because it's something about how they're claiming that the models advertised
because they hashtagged it.
Yeah. And they're like, how are we supposed to know that this isn't reality? That sort of thing. So it may result in some sort of...
It could, yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, everyone on Instagram... I mean, you don't post your bad days on Instagram.
Like, there's some people, like Grumpy Cat.
Yeah.
Didn't Grumpy Cat, like, post bad days? Don't you remember that cat?
I think he's just across, like, a Ron Swanson type. Like, happy, sad, angry. They're all kind of the same. But anyway, yeah, back to Bruce, guys. But yeah, so the first year when it was down in front of Chattanooga Brewing Company, mm-hmm. I remember, I'm trying to think what the, because I know that the Rotary Club does a lot of philanthropic sort of stuff like that. And
way to nail that.
I almost didn't. I stumbled there at the start. I almost didn't.
It's a hard word to say.
Yeah. And the full-on rapist. That's it. That's what they called it in Always Sunny in Philadelphia. He just couldn't get it out. The full-on rapist. Full-on rapist.
We are not that.
No. Philanthropic efforts.
Yes.
Explain that a little bit, like what you guys actually help with. And then I'm assuming that we're drinking for the kids at Bruce Guys.
Yeah, in a way. So if you think of Rotary, when I heard about it a long time ago, I immediately thought like polio and people my generation don't.
Yeah, didn't they pretty much kill polio?
It's pretty much gone, except for two countries, Pakistan and Afghanistan. Unless you're planning to travel there, you know, you're pretty safe. But yeah, so eradicated polio across the world, essentially. But now it's what are other things that we can do. And so locally, we do a lot with our public schools.
Yes, Rivermont. That's where my child goes.
Yeah.
Shout out for the playground.
Yeah. So that's one of our big projects. A couple of years ago, they decided that it was important to have an all-inclusive playground. And so we meet right across the street from there every single week and wanted to pitch in to help. And so playgrounds are really expensive.
Oh, yeah.
Like $350,000 for a new playground.
Jeez.
So we're doing our part and we're doing what we can. We raise our money locally, but then because we're part of Rotary, which is international, we can apply for matching grants. And so actually people from all around the world are helping to support our local playground here, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And then one of our other main projects is working in Haiti, working on clean water projects and sanitation projects. So building latrines and supporting them, creating jobs and kind of workforce development around that. So, you know, just drinking beer, you're helping not just here locally, but all around the world.
That's pretty cool. And that also explains the toilet.
Yeah. That is a question. That's not for public use.
Yeah. Has that happened? Because you know that's going to happen.
Hey, Brandon, it would be Andy.
It may be this year, it may be 10 years from now, but eventually somebody is going to use the bathroom in that toilet.
Hopefully not. But yeah, so we do push around a toilet and we gather donations to help us build more toilets in other countries. And so you can take a ride on it if you want to while you're at the festival.
But yeah, there's plenty of pictures.
It's a wild ride. Yeah.
1.75 mile an hour.
It's probably the only place that you'll find a rolling toilet happening.
Yeah. Has it got casters on it? Or like
there's a lot of rednecks around here.
Casters,
so.
Oh, yeah.
So you get real wily on that sucker.
Who's going to be the first one to go down a hill?
I was about to ask. I was like, where's a hill we can take? Like a freshly paved?
It's going
to
be somebody at the event that started way too early.
Pretty flat.
It's going to catch somebody off guard.
They'll find a hill. So much speed.
Jimmy got a truck out back.
As long as you're wearing a helmet.
Like some good ball bearing wheels, you could get. I mean, I bet you could get that sucker up to 40 miles an hour.
We're going to have to build one. We're going to need your schematics on this.
Okay. Yeah. We'll send those over.
Yeah.
Anyway, blueprint.
Let's talk about this beer for a minute. We've got this from Nashville, Jackalope Brewing, Bear Walker Ale brewed with maple syrup. I'd never seen this, so I try to do that when I go to Riverside, is I just try to.
Yeah, that's the first time they've ever canned that one.
Really?
Yeah, it was typically in a bottle and mostly on draft.
So let's see here. It's got some, I probably got some flavor text music for this sucker.
Yeah, I
got
to do it.
Yeah. Growling and roaring, he cooked up his malts, added syrup so pure, did a happy bear waltz. And when he was done, he turned back a man and left us with the bear. It's written really weird. And left us this gift, Bear Walker, the can. Oh, it's a poem. Okay, Yeah, I'm going to read this again. Yeah, it's a poem. I didn't know this. Growling and roaring, he cooked up his malts. Added syrup so pure, did a happy bear waltz. When he was done, he turned back a man and left us this gift, Bear Walker the can. Fade that sucker out.
You know you're going to have to do this.
Oh, and it actually does have flavor text. Magical maple changed a man to a bear. Oh, it's just another poem. I don't read poetry.
Miracle.
So it's like, I don't get that. What's that, the way you read that? What's that called?
Reading?
No, like how you read a poem.
Like rhythm and rhyme? Eyes?
No, but how like you add kind
phonetically?
Of a rhythm to it when you read it. It's not like,
is it phonetically?
It's not you just reading.
I may have just made that up.
Phonetically is a word.
Phonetically.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Let's see. I guess I'll read this one too. Magical maple changed a man to a bear. He grew big. He grew burly. He grew lots of new hair. With razor sharp claws, he tapped the tree after tree, threw out the sap, and brewed legendary. 5.1% ABV. I like this though. It's I wish it had more syrup in it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the first time they put it in cans. That's hilarious. It's 2 points.
No, you read regular words different than how you read a poem. I mean, your eyes look at it the same. I'm not talking about the physical act of reading.
No, that's what I'm saying.
It's just
like,
the way you read it aloud.
Anybody who would pick this up would just straight read it. Like, wait.
Yeah, I thought it was describing. I thought it was. I should have prepped.
Yeah.
Clearly. But.
That's why I was looking at this can right here. I cannot wait to do this one.
Oh, that's a.
Oh, yeah. We'll get a novel.
Wow. That's a lot of words.
What vibe do you get off that? I got a couple.
It's got a lot of wisdom. Share your experience. So we need some new agey.
Some new age. Like some John Cicada.
Yeah, or like some. No, we can do it with some Cannibal Corpse, man. Let's do it right.
Speaking of, just because you brought it up, that's a natural segue right there. We call segues out on this show. Mm-hmm. You guys, I know you are. You're familiar with Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
So my buddy, he collects laser discs. And he recently got, you know what a Laserdisc is? Like a record-sized DVD, basically.
I remember when they were out for like a week.
I got Die Hard on Laserdisc.
Well, he started a collection of... My buddy does have Die Hard on Laserdisc. The first and the second one. But he recently got Ace Ventura. And we watched it recently. And we started breaking down this movie. Like, because we love this movie. I love Jim Carrey. I'm a big fan of Jim Carrey. We started breaking it down. And it's like, first of all... We sort of came up with this big fan theory of what did Ace Ventura do before he was the pet detective? He clearly, our theory is that he was a cop, just a standard beat cop, and his partner was that black guy on the force. I can't remember his name. Tone Loc.
Yeah.
Whoever Tone Loc was playing. And that was his partner because Ace Ventura walks into the cop station like he owns the place. And it's like even the captain, Einhorn, has no problem with it, really. And she's kind of crazy. And it's just like, nope, he's here. Which tells me that this was a regular thing before Finkel became Einhorn. Because that, and we assessed, that took about 8 years for that to happen, for Finkel to become Einhorn. Finkel became a woman. And we're pretty sure he only became a woman for revenge. It wasn't it was a way to get revenge.
He didn't do the permanent way because that's how he was busted.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like I need to watch this movie again.
It's funny how you went from this to Cannibal Corpse, but I know where you went from because
Cannibal Corpse is in the movie because it's Jim Carrey's favorite band.
Yes.
And, but anyway, so Finkel becomes Einhorn and adopts the identity, and this is the early 90s, so you could just take identities if you wanted to. Remember when it was like scary? It's like, no, you can't know my social security number. Like it was those days.
You should give it willing over the phone.
Yeah. And you can't know those last four. Why? You know, that those days. So it took about 8 years for Ray Finkel to go to a mental institute after he lost the field goal or whatever for the Miami Dolphins.
Out,
yeah.
Dan.
And so he went to a mental institute. Manufactured this whole revenge plot, then decided he was just looking, which it could go deeper. He could have killed the real Lois Einhorn because Lois Einhorn was a hiker that went missing and they stopped searching for her, and he was like, I'm going to adopt this identity. What if he got out of the mental institute, just went to a hiking trail and waited for the first person to come through and he killed him and it just happened to be Lois Einhorn. And so then he adopts this personality and then start slowly climbing the ranks of the Miami-Dade police force and eventually becomes captain. And overwhelmingly short amount of time of like what I'm guessing is like 3 to 4 years from like beat cop to captain. Like that's a fucking big jump there. And so that tells me that Ace Ventura was there before Einhorn became captain because he was he can just squeal into the parking spot.
Like a glove.
Yeah. And they don't care. Like he can talk shit to the cops, like, and they don't care. So it tells me that it's a regular thing, but then where it comes in with Tone Loke being his partner is there's a scene where Tone Loke is browsing through Einhorn's office. Ace Ventura, we've not been shown anything to show that Ace Ventura had called him being like, hey, you need to go snoop in your captain's office.
That means stirring the Kool-Aid.
So he's got a higher allegiance to Ace than he does the own police force because he's investigating Einhorn on his own. And I don't know. It's just, we went real deep with it.
I think you just went pretty deep with it.
Yeah. we went there, but it was, so yeah, the theory basically, too long didn't read here, is Ace Ventura, before he was a pet detective, he was just a cop. And maybe he's part of the canine unit. And maybe his dog got killed. And he was like, I'm done, Tone Loke. And he goes and boom.
Yes.
I just wanted to lay that out on the table. Exactly. See what everybody thought about corpse.
Ultimately, this conversation started over Cannibal Corpse.
How long did that take? How long? Yeah.
Maybe you should do like the pre-Ace Ventura story.
Well, that's what we were thinking. Yeah. We were like, what happened before this movie? Like, what led him? Like, there's a whole prequel here. Yeah,
you better get that copyrighted pretty quick because you just gave it out to...
Well, it's copywritten by being on this. All right. Yeah, everything on our website's copywritten. Boom. I keep talking to the camera like it's on. I'm so used to that. This is weird. Anyway, yeah, you guys clearly have a lot to say about my theory there. After all of that.
It's been about 15 years since I've seen the movie.
I was just trying to follow the path, so it's kind of hard to really... My brain was like mapping all this out.
I need one of those like red string boards.
If you'd have watched my eyeballs, you'd have seen where like, okay, going here. So yeah.
Go rewatch it. And all these synapses.
You remember I did a whole series of beers off Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
And got called a racist become of it. So another story, another day.
Anyway. Yeah. That's anyway, let's crack that other beer.
Yeah. Do it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to help you out here. So as a guy that was a home brewer, still currently is, but not. The Brew Skies for you guys is the place where you can come give your beer out to the world and get honest response that is not your friends. Like, I mean, it's a different level of thinking, okay, I'm giving it out to my buddies. Giving it out to total strangers and seeing response. And a lot of these people who would never have that ability before, now they have that ability. So completely do it. It's so much fun. You'll meet a ton of good people. It'll be a blast.
I think, like you said, it's a time to... have fun, try something new, let people sample.
Wowzers, that's carbonated.
We have homebrewers coming from all over, too. And so maybe you'll meet some fellow homebrewers that you already know, meet up with them, but also an opportunity to kind of see whatever everybody else is doing.
And the best part, if you are participating in the event, we have a lot of fun before everybody else gets there. Side note.
Do you need a Wi-Fi?
No, I'm good.
No, okay.
I just have like, I was going to say that we have a few people registered already in case people are wondering who's coming.
Yeah, I was curious, which I guess a little too early to tell if you guys are having a better reception.
Yeah.
Yet or, and if it's going to be, I mean, I knew it's not going to be smaller, but.
Yeah. Our goal is to add about 200 people this year to be right around 1,000. We don't want to become a super big beer festival. Mm-hmm. That's not what we're out there to be. We want to keep where people can try many, many different beers, but not have the extremely long lines and long wait times. So yeah, we have how many? 14 brewers already signed up. So that's great. We're excited.
And it's just January.
Yeah.
I think it's still January, right?
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. Last day.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of new people signed up, some people coming back, some people, you know, that last year they just brought one beer and now that they knew that we were coming back, they're like, oh yeah, I've already been testing and trying out and I'm going to bring a couple different beers this time. So It's great.
That's awesome. How about food-wise?
Yeah, we're still looking for food vendors, home teams, professional teams. So if you know like a restaurant that you would love to see there, tag us on the Facebook page or tag them on the Facebook page, and we'll try to get them there. We like to have a mix of home chefs again.
Yeah.
Just don't, you know, they love to cook.
Can anybody that, like, if I just, I'm like, yeah, I like to make these little sliders or whatever, and I can just sign up and go cook my whatever?
Yeah. Of course, we have standards.
Well, yeah. Yeah, of course.
You know,
we want... Cat I cooked heads. Them in an old shoe, and I baked them.
Seasoned with cat heads.
So,
that's good spice.
We want quality food there, of course. And so, yeah, anybody that thinks they have game can bring it there. And we have People's Choice Awards, and we have Judge Choice Awards. And so you can go home with some pretty cool prizes this year, including we're going to have some door prizes. So if you just come in as an attendee, we'll be handing out gift cards to possibly some local breweries, that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it's going to be really fun.
And here's kind of what – this is a good opportunity to tell a lot of people. Like, the people that are bringing beer to this, they've all been kind of asking the questions, what do I need to bring? What does it entail? Mm-hmm. So kind of just go ahead and lay that out for them right now.
Yeah. So we ask that you bring 10 gallons of beer. That could be 5 gallons of one flavor and 5 gallons of another. If you can't make 10 gallons, find a buddy that's making 5 gallons and team up with them. And then your beer pouring equipment. And so whatever you need to pour your beer, we ask that you bring that. But we'll supply ice in your spot. And if you have any cool signage that you want to bring, we have little signs that we put up. But if you want to decorate your booth, however, and in gratitude for all that they are doing, we're giving them $100 in gift cards. And so that's the mix of Food City, who's a big sponsor, and then some of the local professional breweries. We're going to have gift cards from them. Just say a thank you.
Do you have a list yet of like the pro breweries that are going to be there?
Yeah, I have some of them. We have Red Silo, who's new this year. Pretty excited for them.
I think I've heard of them.
I'm not sure exactly. I need
to
look.
I believe they're in the Nashville area.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Uh-huh. Hutton and Smith is coming back this year. We're excited to have them.
They're great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She just spoke at our Roguery Club last week.
Oh, yeah?
And
Melanie or...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very eye-opening. You know, you drink beer, you think, oh, it's not that hard. And it's like, they have a whole lab.
Yeah.
Like a big lab.
No, they have a scientist on staff. It's awesome.
It's so cool. So we enjoyed learning more about their process. Naked River's joining us this year. Being the new brewery in town.
They're delicious as well.
I had them. We have Monkey Town coming
back.
That's
it. I was like, I was going to volunteer Kirby, even if he didn't, but I knew that was going to happen.
Monkey Town is coming back. Big River is going to be there. And then Chattanooga Brewing Company.
Good deal.
Yeah. So we have quite a few that have signed up already. We're expecting a few more professional brewers, but a good mix of home brewers already too.
Well, I like them because, I don't know. Maybe I'm misthinking here, but I feel like Chattanooga Brewing Company brought food.
They did.
And booze last year.
Heaven and Ale did too.
Heaven and Ale did too. So yeah.
Those sliders.
Yeah. I've never seen Joe down there work so hard.
I know.
Except on Bruce Guy's.
Because I ate like 75 of them.
He should be down there at Crystal, like throwing little
hey, man,
hot fresh squares.
Go get me one of them sliders down there. They already seen me get like 12. So I need you to give me like 5 more.
There was I'm trying to think who it was. I think it was just Food City.
Yeah, that barbecue.
Yeah, it was just Food City's tent.
Yeah.
And there's so much footage of me later in the day.
They even brought a smoker.
I would just forget that I knew that I'd had it, but I would be talking to the camera and be like, no, Food City. Food City's got it.
They had their giant smoker that they bring.
Yeah.
And they brought a lot of food. They were awesome to have there. Yeah,
they lasted the longest, I believe.
They did.
As far as, and I went over there and I remember they ran out of buns. They're like, yeah, we're out of buns, but we can give you a meat shot.
Yes.
And they were just filling little shot glasses with meat. And I was like,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Nothing at all. I loved it. It was awesome.
Yeah. So we're trying to recruit more food vendors to this year come out. So
yeah, I've been talking to a lot of food truck people that are, you know, kind of.
The tricky part is it's all inclusive. And so, you know, we've had some people approach us that, I'd love to set up and I'm a food truck. Well, obviously they like to sell their food.
Yeah.
And so we try to talk to them and say, hey, this is a marketing opportunity. You know, you can present yourself and people will come seek you out mm-hmm. other times. So we've had a couple people sign up because of that. So, yeah.
Have you been hit up by those cupcake people?
We're trying to get them back. Those were
they lasted maybe 30 minutes.
Yeah, people just were popping those.
Yeah. Well, right. they weren't big. They were tiny, and it. I don't think they had that many. Like
she it was had a nice 300.
Oh shit! Just
People even got them. Yeah, never even had one of them.
I didn't have one either. That's why I was curious. I was like, I'm nowhere on. You know, I need to start there.
Yeah, so we're trying to get them back.
Well, I will tell you this also as running the brew market. I have at least 6 or 7 people I know of that have not registered yet that are planning on being there. So a lot of these people aren't going to really, you know, get out there till most of them got to need about 6 weeks lead time to brew a beer on this whole thing. So a lot of them will probably do it last minute and do it. And I'm sure you'll have way more than you ever expected.
Oh yeah. We have plenty of space at the Choo Choo to expand down.
Now another question, are you going to allow 10 by 10 pop-ups?
No.
Or do you want to stay away from it?
No, we're staying away from the tents just because the layout's a little funny. There's actually not 10 feet in between the awning parts, and so a tent would kind of make it feel weird. So last year I think we had a few tents just because the rain was torrential at times.
Yeah.
How about electricity?
Yeah, so they've been making some improvements at the Choo Choo. Okay. We're going to test where we have electricity. Electricity will not be available for brewers or food vendors, though.
Okay, that's what a lot of people, you know, you got kegerators.
Ice. Just because we don't want to, you know, extend a load too far. We prefer people not bring things that need electricity. But if you need that, like, there's an option of bringing, like, a mini generator with you. So there's ways we can make it work.
Yeah. You shouldn't need electricity, though.
Yeah.
No.
Just if you have questions, CO2 just email us.
Yeah.
We're really responsive. Just send us an email.
Do you have any musical acts or?
Yeah. So we're tossing out the idea of either just doing kind of a playlist or having bands this year. Last year, the band was pretty quiet because, one, we couldn't put them where we wanted to in the middle. But we're trying to figure a way that we can get sound to the entire place. And with 1,000 people, it's really loud.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun about what we did the first year that kind of drew people to us because we had country music blaring out of this little Bluetooth speaker.
Yeah.
And
you're
that's
totally
why
welcome to do that.
That's what you bring your own little flavor to each booth you have. I mean, we were all a bunch of Saudi Daisy people. So we're like, let's just play 90s country the whole time.
Yeah.
The poor girl next to us. Like, she's making these little sausage biscuits, and as soon as we started playing it, she was like, I don't like country music, and I literally went in my head, and I was like, honey, it's going to be a long day.
Sorry.
Did you notice the pink flamingos and the hay bales and the used car parts?
When there was something the first year, too, you guys were, the only people with music for a good bit.
Because we were blaring, 90s, like, 90s country. Everybody was just hanging around us.
Yeah.
Anyway, we did have good beer, too. Let's don't lie.
Yeah. There was a... that first year was... That was fun. I liked how small. I mean, I loved it last year. It was a blast, but there was something special about that first year with it being so small. And just
nobody really knew what to expect.
Yeah, nobody knew really what was going on. And it was just like, I think I interviewed somebody in front of the porta potties. I was like, why did I?
It's prime. Not the traveling porta potty?
No.
Not the traveling
in front
toilet.
Of like, I mean, I guess they travel
because they do. Yeah.
They're Porto, but they weren't.
Porta.
It wasn't traveling at the time.
Different brand, Porta.
Yeah. Yeah.
Porto and Porta. O and A.
It's the male and female.
That's right.
Yeah. Toilets. The Porta Potty.
Yeah, but it's seriously a blast. It really is. And there's a lot of people that seriously look forward to this every year. Like, they talk about it as soon as it's over.
Well, and like you said, it's unique in that, you know, there's a couple other beer festivals that happen in town, but it's, like you said, you can just go to the store and buy that beer. With ours, it's definitely unique in that.
And people are starting to brew some crazy beers, so I expect it to get more colorful as it goes along.
We're allowing ciders this year, so if somebody wants to do a cider.
What about meads?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
I wonder, I guess meads are just meads, right?
I mean, it's just there's really no restriction that I know of. So, I mean, most people would, mead is mead. You just have to, most of it had to bottle it and just pour like, you know, a little bit out in there, but they would get this much compared to, okay, mead would be like this much compared to full like beer.
Yeah, you probably won't. We would talk about ratio in your glass, like not the full glass.
Like, it's mead, like just put a little in it, just a little dabble.
But does it matter though when people can just come back willy nilly?
I mean,
for appearance, the optics.
Yes.
The optics would look bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a new word I've learned.
We want
this
you to be able to sample many different kinds, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you have a people that understand it's a marathon, it's not a sprint.
Yeah.
So you've got to just like water. Yeah. Water helps out. There's water everywhere. I remember, like, I think everybody had water, correct?
Yeah. We did. Yep. So water's out there. There is the option.
You can drink it and not just rinse your glass with it.
Just it's true.
PSA.
So there is the option if you want it to be a marathon to get the early bird ticket. There's a ticket option where you get in an hour before everybody else. So we limit those to 20% of our ticket sales. So max will be 200 people able to come in an hour early. And you can go anywhere, really, anywhere you want. And then at 3 o'clock, the doors open to the rest of the 800. So I recommend getting the early bird ticket. It's only $10 more.
How many people at one time do you think? I mean, that's a tricky question because not all 1,000 people are there at once.
No, I mean, we had to get in. I mean, we did it really quickly.
Yeah.
There was a line at the door for both early amendments and then the second round. And so I think we had probably 700 people there. Huh.
It just didn't feel like that many people, you know? Like,
yeah.
I would have guessed last year at like peak when the most people were there, I'd be like, yeah, there's maybe 200 or 300 people here.
Yeah.
But like,
that's what's nice about the choo choo. It's long. And so
people people were huddled because it was raining.
Yeah.
And
this would be the year it just like snows and everybody will love it.
Oh, that'd be great.
Dude, that's what I'm saying.
That
snow
would be
festival.
Great.
Middle of April. It's snow. What?
And then just lead a charge over to Renaissance Park.
It'd be so awesome.
What about the voting system for like, how's that going to work? Is it the same as last year?
Same as last year. So bring dollars. That's the people's choice voting. So you vote with your money. Of course, that just helps us to do more for our community. And so people that have the most in their box at the end will win People's Choice Award.
Nice.
It's a fun little way to get engaged.
Are you going to have like judges go around?
We will. Yeah. So we have professional brewers and then also some amateur beer lovers that are judges, and they'll make their way around. Last year, I think the judges tried every beer. I think this year we might have them split up. And
they should have tough livers by now. They got this.
Split up and then kind of come together for their top five, maybe.
I remember
was a poor choice on our part.
Natalie had asked me if I wanted to judge, and I was like, sure. But when I got down there, I realized like what I was doing, I wasn't able to do both.
Yeah.
There's no way you would have started drinking. You'd had to wait for the end.
And And then, so then I was like, my co-host, I was like, Jared, my camera guy, Micah, I was like, I got this, you know, I'll go record stuff. If you guys want to do the judging.
Uh-huh.
And in their heads, they were like, beer. And by the end, my God, Micah was drunk. It's like, man, I gotta, if I give you my phone, will you call an Uber?
You know the funny thing, we say call an Uber and nobody calls an Uber.
Yeah.
You like send a signal.
Yeah, you what would be signal. The term? Buzz? Like,
I don't know. But it was a call an Uber. Name somebody you know that's picked up a phone and called Uber.
I like, and I have no military experience, but I just like calling them evacs.
Evacs.
Yeah. It's an emergency evacuation.
Do you like plan it out and like hide behind something like choo?
Yeah, I just tell them to sling the door open as they drive by and slow down just a smidge.
We need to do this.
And then I was kind of, let's do it. Flavor text time. I'm rambling, so let's see. I'm going to get you some music.
Oh, Lord.
Let me see what, said you want something kind of.
You know, we need something. It's mantra, really. Oh, yeah. Let me get the pulse here. Wisdom grows with shared experience. Humulus Project Hopsteiner is the result of 170 years of expertise, tradition, and a bit of experimentation. This New England-style double IPA is packed with Bravo, and experimental 06297 hops that brings hints of orange, succulent vanilla, smooth berry, and tropical fruits. Pour it hard and pause to discover a new and refreshing bouquet. Remember to explore new things during this journey of life. Make the most of it. Sip, savor, share your experience so we can pass the baton to the next generation. Hopsteiner.
Hopsteiner.
It's pretty good. I like it.
Experimental hop 06297.
It doesn't taste like a double IPA.
No.
It tastes like a double IPA, but the mouthfeel of it is more something like a, I don't know, like a...
It's pretty bitter, too.
Yeah, it's got the hot bite, but, I mean, it's real light, almost like a, goza almost, like the mouthfeel is. And it's super carbonated. I mean, I poured mine and it volcanoed out of my glass.
Yeah, I've been, like silently burping at least, like, 12 times over here. It's like, oh.
Let me get some Moe this.
Doggone. Here's Hopolio, though.
No, it's got the dregs in here. That's the best part. There's a little more dregs in here.
Ah, okay.
Hopolio.
I am Hopolio.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, I got that Merc.
Yeah, it's kind of got like a grassy, maybe?
Not really grassy. It's just very, I would call that vegetal.
I think it's citrusy.
Yeah, it's got a lot.
Yeah, like a...
Like lemongrass.
Yeah, maybe that. Maybe a little grapefruity.
I have never done anything with Bravo, and I have no clue what experimental 06297 hop is.
Let's mosey on here.
Yep. Did you have that creature up there? Not the creature, but the puppet.
Yeah.
Really? Has that always been up there?
Simon, yeah.
I've always never noticed that.
Yeah, and he...
Because he's looking at my soul.
This is my weasel, Billy. And I can make a fine apple martini.
That's how he talks.
He's staring at my soul, Tanner.
This is... what hops do you use in this?
Nelson, Galaxy, and Simcoe.
Okay, that's what I'm smelling.
Yeah, I love that Simcoe.
The pissiness.
Everybody needs a little cat smell pee.
I did.
Yeah, it smells like cat piss.
A little bit.
Yeah, that's Simcoe hops.
I love it. Give us all that cat pee. Mm-hmm. And this beer will actually be coming to Bruce Guys, Volume 2.
Nice. It tastes better than cat piss.
Oh, yeah, for sure. No, beer is a strange thing because there's a certain flavor I can get. I can't remember which hop it is, but it gives it kind of a barnyardy horse shit. It's the way horse shit smells. Like it's grass, and like you can smell
manure?
Hay. And no, not manure, because that's like cow shit, but horse shit.
Oh, okay.
Did Brandon grow this? Is it grown at Brandon's farm?
Could be. Yeah, it's just, I can't remember who it was. It was a big brewery I had it at, though, but it tasted like a barnyard. And it smelled like a barnyard, but in the best possible way. Like, and you're like, how can it taste like horse shit and be tasty? But it did. And I mean, it's the same thing as this. Is how can it smell like cat piss and be tasty? But it is.
Just have to plug your nose. No, I'm kidding.
Yeah, it's not that bad. It's just...
See, I actually smell, to me, more passion fruit. Like, I think the passion fruit kind of is one of those... It's just Simcoe. Everybody hears Simcoe, and they're automatically... Like, actually, the later batches have been very passion fruit forward.
Simcoe really pops out to me. It's just like me. I mean, when you handed it to me, I was like, cat piss.
Cat pee. Yeah. You need to put that on like a ranking scale. Cat pee level 5.
We'll put that on the judging scorecard. Yeah, it'd be like
cat piss, horse shit. You know, and it's just, I don't know why I'm using my chest as a piece of paper, but so.
Yeah. Anyway. This one definitely was good, but it was just overcarbed.
Do you think that, it is, No, it was quite a bit.
Let me grab it. We got to do her homage to her hometown, correct?
We got to do that. And then we don't have to get to that big one I brought, but it is, I'll save that, even though I was very excited about it. But tune in next time. These founders got in trouble here a little bit ago.
Uh-oh.
They've had a little bit of, actually, let me consult my notes so I don't
consult my notes.
Fucking slander somebody right here.
Make sure it was the founders.
Yeah. I'm fairly certain it was founders.
I can only imagine a bunch of small breweries that are just, even in that area, that you don't hear about.
Yeah. So we were probably one of the first people that had Bell's Oberon. I remember Oberon.
Yeah, Oberon's tasty.
A long time ago when I turned 21. That was like just coming out.
She's like 19, no, 21.
Yeah. So being from... I'm actually from Saugatuck, Michigan, but Grand Rapids is just half an hour away. Same with Kalamazoo. But the beer scene up there has just exploded. So whenever I go up there, I love some New Holland Brewery. They're one of my favorite spots. Did you find it?
Yeah, no slander today. No, they got in trouble a little bit ago for like some racial biases, if you will. They had a black man printer and a white man printer in their main brewery up there. And one guy was, there was just some racial stuff going on. And it was an alarmingly low amount of like African-American people that worked at the brewery or just people of color. And this one guy, he was a man of color and he was trying to get a day off work. So he'd go to the corporate headquarters and be like, guys, this is kind of a problem. And they wouldn't give him a day off work. And he went anyway, and he got fired for it.
Oh, gosh.
So then he's suing him.
She's going to have some flavor text.
But other than that, Founders makes good beer. Yeah.
They do.
Yeah. And I don't know.
I didn't know that. Oh, no.
Yeah. One, you know, who knows? Like, that's just what was reported in the news. I don't really know what's actually
that
going
on. That pales in comparison to a certain brewery in Atlanta. Yeah. So, I mean.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Let me get some of
this. They do have good beer.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of like be told it's Beer City. Like,
yeah. I mean, there's some.
There's
great,
a lot of challengers to that. I'm assuming, but
for the area, I would say. I mean, every time I go up there, there's a new one popping up.
So give everybody the brewery you like that's nobody knows about.
Oh well, I don't live up there anymore. I would have to call a friend, and they would be able to list them off.
Is this
I should set this up where there's a phone a friend.
Yeah, phone a friend.
Like I could text my brother and be like, "What's your favorite new brewery?" Yeah. And he would be able to tell me in a second. But yeah, being up there, like you know, you go up there, and a lot of times I'll go to tap houses, kind of like Heaven and Ale here that carry many different local places. That way, I can sample a bunch of them from the local breweries.
Yeah, it can get overwhelming pretty quick.
Yeah. Hopcat's one of my favorite places to go up there, try different beers out. But yeah, it's fun to see that a place that was known before for like Tony the Tiger. That's it.
Does Tony the Tiger?
He was from Kalamazoo. Huh. Yeah, that's where.
Like he was created in Kalamazoo, or like his character.
Yeah.
Tony is like, hey, Kalamazoo is great. And he's just like, that's where I come from.
No, so the place that they made Frosted Flakes was in Kalamazoo. Okay. And so everyone thought of Tony the Tiger. And now they think of Bell's Oberon instead.
There's no way you can get me up there right now.
No. My friend.
That's why the beer's so good, because they have to be inside for a long time.
Yeah. They're like, what else are we going to? Those are, I think, I've not spent a lot of time up that way, but I feel like those are my people. Like, I just, cheese, booze.
Yeah.
Cheese.
Some big old lakes.
It's pretty great, except for all the snow.
Yeah.
So I
could deal with a lot of snow. I just hate when it's like it is here, and it's just wet and cold.
You say that until you're on month 7
of snow. I'll bundle up. I'll get those army tank treads for my truck. Uh-huh. I'll get a parka. I'll be set. But here, I can't dress and act like that, because I would look ridiculous. So, but it's, man, I really thought Tony the Tiger had a backstory there. I got kind of excited.
No.
I was like, what, did you go to college there? Like Tiger College? I mean, after my Ace Ventura rant, you guys should know I love a good backstory.
Sorry. Yeah. No, it's great that they are able to really attract new generation of people.
Yeah.
And really when the recession hit hard up there. So a lot of people had a lot of time to play around with things. And so I think that's why the scene's so great. And it snows for 7 months.
No, there's places up there that saw a thing. Some places are colder than Mars.
Yeah.
Some places are colder than Everest.
They had
Minneapolis, dude. It was like -50 something.
My friend said her roommate's gasoline froze.
That's a thing.
You'd walk outside and rub your mustache. It'd probably just come straight off at that cold temperature. Like, you're just
your top
gone.
Lip just
gone.
Nah! It's just your top lip's just
Could
gone.
Could you imagine just not having your ears covered? How cold, like, that's the worst thing to be cold ever is your ears.
The eyeballs, actually. Really? My husband needs to live in North Dakota. And so you can actually start to feel your eyeballs freeze at that temperature.
Be like wearing your contacts for like 7 months straight without ever taking them out.
Yeah. Just cover your eyeballs when you go outside that cold.
Does he wear goggles? Like, what do
you
do?
You just don't go outside for very long.
That's it. What temperature is that? What water freeze at 32 degrees?
Yeah.
What do eyeballs freeze at?
Negative 32? No, I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's like negative 60 in some places up there with the wind chill right now.
Could you imagine negative 60?
No, I can't, Eric. I literally cannot imagine that level of cold.
No.
Like, it's more comfortable on Mars, despite the fact that you couldn't breathe.
It's true.
Like, I cannot fathom that level of... I would like to experience it, but, like, just so I could know...
I've been there. I've done it. It's not great.
I bet just touching any exposed skin immediately just...
Yeah.
Like, gone. Like... It's like nitrogen freezing.
It's not that fast.
Still, it would just... I don't think I've ever I don't even think I've ever experienced negative temperatures before.
It got here one time down to, like, negative 2 or something. It was back during that infamous blizzard in 93.
That was a legit one, though.
Yeah, that was. I remember we didn't have power at my parents' house. Everywhere got about 2 feet of snow.
Also happened in April.
Was that in April?
It was.
Holy shit.
Yes.
That was April.
I think it was February.
No. It was totally April.
I mean, I've seen it snow in April, but damn.
And the only reason I know this is because...
I'm going to look this up.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had a lot of global warming since then, so probably isn't going to happen.
I'm pretty sure it was April or the 1st of March. Because I feel like my birthday ties into this one way or another. Like me staying in a hotel room that had an indoor heated pool. So I had a birthday party where we just rented a bunch of rooms and had an indoor heated pool.
Oh, they call it on here. The 1993 storm of the century was the largest cyclonic storm that formed over the Gulf of Mexico on March 12th.
My birthday is March 20th. So yeah, that makes sense.
And it came up from the south.
So that's after crazy. That blizzard, staying at it was like a Best Western right when you go to... I don't know what it's called down there, Lookout Valley. I had my birthday party there. I was like, oh, they got an indoor heated pool. This is awesome. Because I was also like 9 years old.
Dude, indoor heated pools when you were a kid.
When there's
jam.
3 foot of snow outside. Yeah.
No, I remember there was the Holiday Inn. I think it was in Huntsville. And my dad used to do a bunch of work down there. So we would go down there and just stay the weekend with him. And the Holiday Inn he would stay at had the Holodome. And it was just a giant glass dome with a heated pool. But that was some classy ass shit.
I'm going to tell you.
Like, swanky.
Yeah, I remember. I was like six. Yeah.
In 93, we got out of school for 3 days for a blizzard. Now think about fast forward 26 years now. They get out of school for the threat of a dusting of snow. We only got 3 days for a blizzard.
It's because our shit is so unpredictable, though.
I know. But 3 foot of snow. We were at school. Like, they're like, no, you're going to school.
Like, literally, you could have tossed a coin on Tuesday night or Monday night, whenever it was. I went to bed fully expecting it not to snow because I was like, it's still like 55 degrees outside. Like,
yeah, it was too warm for it to happen.
How's this going
to
happen? But then I woke up and it was cold as hell in this apartment. And I was like, is there snow outside? And I was like actually excited to crawl out of bed. And I was like, I bet there's snow. No.
There's nothing.
No. And I just bought a new four-wheel drive truck. I got new tires.
I got you beat.
Stoked about it.
You try to convince a six-year-old that, like, I can't convince you that it's going to, like, I tried to tell you this before you went to bed. Like, you may wake up and there'll be nothing.
Yeah.
Just consider it a bonus if it happens. Yeah.
That's a good lesson for kids,
But they still got out of school. And we got
a good lesson in
3 days for a blizzard. 3 days for 3 feet of snow.
And that was the 93 blizzard?
Yes.
Yeah. No, I guess it was about that for us. And, I remember the first day it was going on, my dad, he was having to go out in it and get wood because our power was out. I grew up out in Whitwell, like out in the middle of nowhere.
Whitwell.
And our power went out. And I don't know, when I was younger, just the power grid over there was really poor and just like would get overloaded real easily. And the power went out and it was just out for like 3 days. We were sleeping in sleeping bags in the main living room where the fireplace was. And we had to take everything in our fridge and we just set it on the porch. And I remember the first day he took us out in it, he was like, come on, Tanner, I'm going to take you to get wood. And I was like 6 or 7. And just the ice and snow was coming down so hard when I went out. And I was 6 or 7, like, you know, and like it was up to my waist. And I just immediately just started. Like, it was And I remember that, like how terrible it was. Like it hurt. Like,
and you want to go up north and experience.
Well, yeah, I'm a man now, God damn it. I can handle it.
Just saying.
I have no desire to go anywhere it's that cold. No.
No, I could handle it.
But fast forward now, given story, imagine today's time. These kids would freak out. I can't get on Instagram. I can't text my boyfriend. I can't do all this. Yeah, it would just be misery.
I think our society could use a good 3-day blackout.
Mm-hmm. Until they realize how much fun it's to build a snowman. I mean, a real snowman.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck about snowmen.
Snow forts.
Igloos. Yeah. Igloos and snow forts. That's where I'm at.
Snowball fight.
No, you build that snow fort / igloo, yeah. Then you have the snowball.
The fight. Best thing Colin got for Christmas was indoor snowballs. They're like little puffy cotton balls you could throw like snowballs, and they didn't hurt. So you could just like launch those things, and they felt.
These come from the arts and crafts section?
I don't know where they came like from. Legit. Sure, I could ask my mom. She probably bought it on discount, thought it was a great idea. But it feels like a snowball, but it's just cotton. Huh. And you can just hum them at somebody.
Is it cold and wet like a snowball?
No, but that's why you can throw them inside, because it feels like. The consistency of a snowball, but you can throw it at somebody and hit them and it just like bounces off.
See, I
should have brought them.
Yeah, I'm intrigued by these because I love a good snowball fight because growing up in Whitwell, when there's a snow day, you're not around any of your friends. So I just had to hang out with my brother all day. And
what y'all going to do today?
Yeah, it was just like we would go play around, but like we had a age difference. So it was just like, okay. And but then when I moved over here, which was just like 2012, 2013, and it snowed, that one big snow where we got like 11 inches in late 2013, man, that took me back to being a kid. I loaded up like one of those plastic storage boxes and was towing that behind me. I went and walked to the ghetto gallon down here, got some booze, walked down to Snow Street down here to my buddy's house, and we started throwing snowballs at passing cars, and there was one guy stopped, and we were like, fuck. He gets out, and he's as giddy as I am.
They just start throwing them at you.
Snowballs and throwing them back at us. And we had this snowball fight with a straight. Man, it was a good day.
Yeah.
It was a good. We made a Chinese snowman. So, like, yeah. He was a regular snowman. We just put a.
What constitutes a Chinese snowman?
We put a rice, one of those cone rice hats on him.
Okay.
And we had, like, we didn't have charcoal, but we had charcoal sticks. Because, like, I do art stuff and whatnot. So, yeah, we just put those. So he had, like, slanted eyes.
It's pretty good.
I didn't want to say it, but there you I did. Said it. Yeah.
It's okay. World needs more honesty.
Shoe's a shoe. Is what it is. But it was a Chinese snowman.
Gave him I haven't built a snowman in, yeah, it's been a decade.
They're
last time I saw snow was in actually Nashville a couple weekends ago, and I literally scraped it off a car and just to throw it at somebody.
Yeah.
I
was
like, yes.
No, it's a good time.
People come out like, who's been getting the snow off my car?
Anyway, let's talk about this beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's got flavor text to do. You gotta put her on the spot.
Yeah. What kind of music you feeling here?
I don't know.
Well, it says sexy on the front.
Dark, rich, and sexy is what it says.
All right.
So, let's see here.
Well, the lady on the front.
Let's try Serenity.
She looks a little bitter.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen.
Good? All right. Pores silky, black with a creamy tan head. The nose is sweet with strong chocolate and caramel malt presence. No absence of hops gives Founders Robust Porter the full flavor you deserve and expect. Cozy like velvet, it's a lover, not a fighter.
I got into playing the air piano there. It was just such a... this sounds like music advertising a rehab facility.
Yeah, that or like...
have you or your family
one of those Sarah McLachlan dog
abuse?
Commercials.
Have you or your family suffered from substance abuse problems? Call Shady Acres Mental Health.
Shady Acres. We'll fix them up right.
No, I like this a lot, actually. It's rich. It is very rich.
It is rich.
Is there any more in that bottle there?
Yeah. It's like dessert, almost.
Pass it along.
Yeah, this is actually a good one to finish the night off with here. Actually, I didn't know that was a porter. I'd say porters and browns are probably at the bottom of my list.
Really?
Yeah, I love stouts, but it may be something. In doing this, I've seen my taste change drastically.
Mm-hmm. Well, your browns and your porters are more chocolate-driven, so...
Okay.
You probably like the roasty coffee stuff better.
Yeah.
That was a hard pee. Actually, I made a hard pee.
Yeah, I was wondering what that was.
It was a hard pee.
Yeah, that was you that made that sound? Yeah. Jeez. I thought the mic popped. I thought it was an electrical interference thing. It's like that noise Dennis Nedry makes when he laughs at the barbershop.
I don't have the little screen in front of me.
Ah, yeah. This really does nothing. I actually...
You know what that makes
me
think
of?
Like, when I see you with that on there, you need to be like me. Speaking of Mean Gene Oakland, rest in peace. You look like Mean Gene with that thing, man.
All right. No, I...
Like, are you going to beat Ric Flair this evening?
I'm eventually, we're going to get those boxes that go around.
Yes.
So it's like legit. That's,
yes.
Yeah. But yeah, we've hit our time. I'm not like rushing to end it here. But yeah, anything else we need to know about Brew Skies or the brewers / patrons need to know about Brew Skies? Yeah.
Well, if you're a brewer, go ahead and sign up if you know you're going to do it.
Yeah.
Make my job easy. Mm-hmm. Just go ahead and sign up. We'll give you some love on Facebook, too, which is nice. We'll announce that you signed up. Tickets are going to go on sale soon. We did a little flash sale for people that came last year. But be on the lookout for tickets to go on sale. It's going to be a great day.
I know. It's always a good time down there. It's a great little festival.
Yeah.
What... Shit, I forgot what I was going to ask. Yeah, it's gone. Anyway.
Wait.
If you want to come to Rotary, if you ever want to check out a Rotary meeting, obviously we're pretty cool people.
Yep. Doing philanthropic endeavors.
Yeah, we have both a breakfast meeting. So there's some of us that like to get up super early, 7:30 in the morning on a Friday. You're not doing anything else, so you might as well come to a Rotary and have some bacon.
Yeah.
Hear a good speaker.
Is that all that's there at the
bacon,
breakfast?
Man. It's all you need is
just
bacon.
Just a bunch of bacon.
Bacon buffet.
There's turkey bacon.
I mean, I'm down.
Yeah. No, we have actually, it's like everything that you want, like pancakes and waffles, and we have a great chef. But there's an evening club that we just started. And so we meet at Jefferson's every other Tuesday, 6:00. So there's beer involved. You can come check out that club.
Sweet. And Jefferson's has good chicken.
Good chicken.
Remember what I was going to ask. Sign-ups, do they email you? What's the email or what's the best way for brewers to sign up?
Yeah. So we have Eventbrite. That's where we're processing all the brewer RCPs and ticket sales this year. Let's try and make it easier on ourselves. So you can just look up Brew Skies on Eventbrite or Brew Skies on Facebook. And there's a link right in there. You can email me. My email is on the website. And so you can just reach out to us.
And I'll put those links and those emails in the show notes for this. So anybody listening to this will be able.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the best part about Brew Skies, hey, guys, I got a lot of ingredients for you. Come see me.
You've been telling me some of your idea. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good time, people.
You got to come with it this year.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, drink some water that day. Lay you a foundation. Come on down there and then get you some good drinks and then you get some good foods. It's a good day. It's a real good day. But before we close out here, I want to remind you, this whole episode's been about Brew Skies, so I don't have to remind you about that. But get down to Riverside Wine and Spirits.
Tommy.
And then, they've been rearranged. Tommy's been down there. He's been completely overhauling the beer section. I'm down there every week at least once, so I've been noticing all the changes. So if you've not been down there in a while, it's probably changed drastically. They've got all new taps, they've got more taps, and they've got better CO2 lines now. They just got that installed maybe like 2 weeks ago.
And they have one of the biggest beer dorks I know.
Yeah, he's great. He is great. And every Friday, 4 to 6, they do their growler promo. So you can get 10% off growlers, and then every Saturday, they do that same thing, but with wine. And on each of those days, they have the respective brewers or reps or somebody like that in there from those breweries to talk about it, and you can get a discount on the growler fill. So make sure you get down there. It's Riverside Wine and Spirits on Manufacturers Road. And then check us out on the Hopped Up Network at thehoppedupnetwork.com. And then everywhere podcasts are sold, people. Quit making fun of me. I'm used to staring at the camera, and I can't not do it. So, yeah, check us out anywhere podcasts are sold. That's Hopped Up Network, hoppedupnetwork.com. And iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere podcasts are sold. I want to thank you guys for showing up. Thank you, Don.
Thank you,
Eric. It's been a good time. And I'm going to close this thing out here. Send us on. Here we go.